This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave McNair is a reporter at The Hook, and he joins me on the program live with the latest of somebody who evidently has made it after all, and that is Chinese chef Peter Chang. Dave, before you break the news here, remind us who this guy is.
Peter Chang, he's a chef who cooked here for a very short time earlier this year at a place called Taste of China in Albemarle Square Shopping Center. And little did we know that he was very famous and had a following of people who would sort of follow him around the East Coast. And then while he was here, the New Yorker actually did a big story on him, and things just exploded. There were long lines, waiting to get in to try his food at the restaurant. And then he just quit.
And people were driving from Richmond, from D.C. to Charlottesville to have this guy's Chinese food.
Yes. Yeah. He has that kind of a reputation.
Yeah. And I talked to Hans Spencer, who said he tried it and said that it was well worth the wait and was absolutely incredible, and he's never had food like that. Did you try it? Were you there?
I did. I actually got to go there and be waited on by him, and he cooked for me. And
deluxe.
And it was extraordinary. It was really it was interesting because you don't experience that much. I mean, but when you encounter that kind of cooking, it's sort of. You're not quite sure what you're eating, and then all of a sudden you can't forget about it afterwards. You just keep thinking about it, and you keep thinking about that taste, and you keep thinking about, and then it all of a sudden sort of dawns on you that you just experienced something pretty unusual.
Chinese chef Peter Chang, and you broke the news today that it looks like he is coming back to Charlottesville, right?
Yeah, this has been sort of it's very hard to speculate on what he's going to do. Even this story, which I'm assured is 99.9% true, there's a point there.
Yeah, that's the point where he moves to Hawaii or something.
Yeah, that's the point where, at the last, 2 seconds, he decides, but this one's pretty definite, pretty definite. Although, no lease has been signed. He's talking with realtors and lawyers actually today about leasing the building on Route 29 North that used to be the Asian Buffet, kind of. Where's that near?
Well, the Nature Conservancy. It's right near the intersection
right
with Greenbrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you get to where the Whole Foods is. It's been empty for quite a while. It's been empty for, 4 years now.
So. Yeah, it used to be the, what's it called? The
Asian Buffet.
Yeah,
and
before
called.
That it was the Wood Grill, right? Before they moved?
I think so. I think that was their location.
And then it was something else. It was another buffet place before that, but I can't remember the name of it. If somebody remembers 977-1070, we'll give you some Domino's Pizza. John, just hook him up. If somebody could tell me what was over there in that space before it was the Wood Grill, because I know I went there. It was a buffet place. I just can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a Bonanza, was it?
I can't remember.
I don't remember. It looks like he might go in there and open a new restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his plan. I actually got a look at the plans, the interior plans. He plans to renovate quite a bit of that. And so I got a look at the plans, which makes me, a little more confident that, this is really going to happen.
Yeah.
And he plans that he wanted a big space like this, and he plans to sort of have one half of the section will be sort of more formal, and he will, you'll be able to eat his sort of special cuisine, and then the other half will be more casual, and he's partnering up with another chef that he went to school with in China, who will serve more familiar Asian food and casual sort of Hong Kong noodle type stuff, and so he wants to. Sort of gives somebody, not everyone likes his, incredibly spicy Sichuan food. So.
Yeah, we're talking with Dave McNair of The Hook, who broke the news today that acclaimed, nationally acclaimed chef Peter Chang looks like he might be leasing the long vacant former home of the Asian Buffet on 29 North on the southbound side, right near its intersection with Greenbrier. And I thought it was interesting in your article, Dave, that the owner of that building is the University of Virginia.
Yeah, they bought it in 2006, and they're the ones who've been sort of sitting on it for this long, never nailing down a tenant. I don't know why. And it's a good thing they got one, because I went there to take some pictures of the building, and it's starting to look a little, you know, there's grass and weeds growing out of the parking lot.
I know.
So it was fast approaching eyesore status.
Was indeed. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, you can check out the article online at readthehook.com. Dave McNair breaking the news just this afternoon that Chinese chef Peter Chang looks like he might be leasing a building on 29 North. It's the old Asian Buffet, and then before that it was the Wood Grill, and before that we've got lots of callers now. Before that it was the Texas Steakhouse.
Texas Steakhouse.
And before that it was the Western Sizzler.
Texas Steakhouse and Western Sizzler.
Yeah, and I'm remembering the Western Sizzler, because I used to go there way back. This is like over 20 years ago, but I do remember going there and getting, you know, the buffet with the, you know, you get your soda in the red plastic cups and, yeah, good stuff.
Western Sizzler. That's
and
good
the Golden Corral's gone, right? That's going to be like an Asian place, too.
Is it?
I think so.
I heard it was going to be a, a Denny's.
A Denny's?
Yeah.
Get out. Really?
That's my inside sources.
Well, let's give some Domino's pizza to somebody who can call us up with the real deal, 977-1070. What's the Golden Corral going to be? I knew there was a sign up there, and I could have sworn it said it was going to be another Chinese restaurant.
Oh, really? Maybe. Maybe that changed. Last I heard, it was going to be a Denny's.
A Denny's would be nice. Do we have a Denny's?
I could be wrong.
We don't have one, do we?
I don't think so. That's why I thought it might be a... It might happen.
Yeah, we got a couple of Waffle Houses, and we got an IHOP. I'm not really a fan of the IHOP, but that's just my personal thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, this Peter Chang's place, this could really be a huge thing. I mean, it could be like a really amazing sort of anchor restaurant for Charlottesville. You know, this kind of place where, you know, people are going to come from everywhere to go to this place.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be a good place for a Cracker Barrel, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, we don't have a Cracker Barrel.
When are we going to get a Cracker Barrel, Dave?
Little rocking chairs out front.
What do we have to do? I mean, Waynesboro has one, Stanton has one, and they're like 9 miles apart.
Well, another thing I wish we had was a Sonic.
A Sonic? Yeah, Waynesboro's got a Sonic.
Waynesboro's got a Sonic. And, I mean, you know, a place with roller skate service? I mean, come on.
You eat in your car?
That's Charlottesville.
Yeah. Yeah, we need one of those, and we need a Macaroni Grill.
Never heard of that.
Oh, they're in Northern Virginia. It's a lot better than that. What's that Italian place everybody always wants? What is that place? Everybody says, oh, we need a so-and-so.
Oh, Olive Garden.
An Olive Garden. Olive Garden is nothing. It's like McDonald's compared to a Macaroni Grill.
Huh. Macaroni Grill. I'm
yeah.
That.
That's deluxe. That's the way to go. I would take a Macaroni Grill over an Olive Garden.
Getting that done over at his development.
What happened?
Maybe Wendell Wood is securing that over at his... new development across from the bowling alley.
Across, where are you talking? Oh, the new one where the bank is going in over there, up there across from 84 Lumber.
Yeah, I know he's courting, you know, some chain restaurants. So
interesting. Well, we'll wait
and
for you.
That's what we really need is more chain restaurants on Route 29
Touche, my friend. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
I appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
There's Dave McNair. He's over at The Hook, and you can read this article about Chinese chef Peter Chang, who was actually written about in the New Yorker magazine. And they said, you got to go to Charlottesville and try this Chinese food. It's the best in the country. And it looks like he's going to be opening up a big new place on 29 North where the Asian Buffet used to be, and before that, the Wood Grill, and before that, the Texas Steakhouse, and before that, the Western Sizzler. And it looks like the Golden Corral, somebody called in and says it's going to be, I thought as much, the Hibachi Grill Supreme Buffet.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.